it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? No response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Well, it wasn't too long ago, maybe about a half hour, that Ron Jaworski had reported the NFL was going to overturn that one-game suspension for Odell Beckham Jr. of the Giants, but he has since walked that back, and nothing has been finalized there. We do not know exactly what the situation is, but what we do know is that a hearing was held today where he was trying to appeal that. We'll let you know as soon as we find out what the story is. Meanwhile, Panthers quarterback Josh Norman was fined a combined $26,000 for some offenses that he had in that game Sunday, and that is a reported number of just over $26,000. Bears did practice today. They're getting ready for the game against the Buccaneers coming up on Sunday. Alshon Jeffrey and Shea McClellan had to sit out. McClellan in concussion protocol. Blackhawks, they are off now for a few days. In fact, they're not going to play again until Sunday when they will take on Carolina. Baseball, the White Sox have claimed outfielder Jerry Sands off waivers from the Indians. The Cubs signed Brandon Gomes, also picked up Edgar Olmos, and they have said goodbye to Brendan Ryan as well. The Braves, by the way, are going to sign pitcher Alexi Ogando. We've got college basketball coming up this evening. It'll be the Illini and Missouri. We've got that broadcast starting at 5:30 here on The Score. And college football today, NIU against Boise State in the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Dennis Rasmussen at Garfield's Beverage in Norridge tonight from 7 to 8:30. It is the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines, just not for Jay. 670 weather, thunderstorms overnight expected, low of 39, partly cloudy tomorrow, which is Christmas Eve, and a high of 45. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of body!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency in the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. On Twitter, he's at NFL Draft Scout. And the NFL story we're following right now today is really a weird one, because first Ron Jaworski said that Odell Beckham's suspension was overturned, and now he says it's kind of not. Either way, Matt, what do you think the right thing is here?
Well, I think he should be suspended for a game. And I say that as someone who I'm a big fan of Odell Beckham. I've known him for probably a year and a half. Really a big fan of his play, of him as a person, but you got to sit a guy down. The NFL has mismanaged so many of these opportunities to put their foot down, you know, whether it was Ray Rice or, you know, Greg Hardy, you know, the Deflategate thing. And now you've got another one where, although not quite as serious as those, it's still a big deal for a player to just lose it in the way that he did. I think they have to kind of send a message and sit him down.
Hey, but you pay tribute to a dead relative. They're all over that.
Yep.
They're on top of that. Do you think one game is enough, though?
I don't think it is. I think that particular act, Matt, I personally have never seen anything like that. It was not just an overzealous play within the game, within an inherently violent game. That was a battery. That was in between the whistles. That was using a weapon on someone's head.
Yeah, and that's everything that the NFL says they're concerned about, which, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we all know they're not really concerned about it. But if they're going to come out and say that they're worried about the safety of the game, I think you have to send a message here. And, you know, I saw Josh Norman got fined, as he should have been. That's good. But I think with what Odell was doing, you know, and it wasn't just like he did it once or twice. Like, it was consistent through four quarters of a game, you know, and launching himself at the opponent's head. And it's those things that you can't do. Like, I fell in love with football because it was a violent, like, hard sport. And that's not football. Like, that's cheap. Like, that's European soccer or something. I don't even know what that is. It's not NFL football. So hopefully the appeal, whatever. I don't know if Ron Jaworski is a newsbreaker now or not, but hopefully.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, whatever happens.
He's quit that game in a half hour.
Yeah, it took him 26 minutes. He decided he was out of that business.
Nope, not a reporter anymore.
Wow.
Hey,
now, what
gig, you know?
It is. What's the status of the Matt Miller big board at the moment? Do we have anybody moving up, anybody moving down, any headlines to give us as far as the way you're looking at this draft?
Well, I think, you know, this is the time here when the big changes happen. So the guy moving down is Robert Kim DJ from Ole Miss, and he's falling down my board faster than he fell out of that window, I'll tell you. And it's not a good
thing
right now. Yeah, I've been working on that one, so you're welcome. It's just the more I hear about this kid, the more concerned I am. And, you know, I tweeted something about this yesterday, and I don't think people kind of got the context of what I was saying, but if you draft a kid like that, you're putting your job and your name on the line as an NFL GM. You know, if you're going to be that GM, if Ryan Pace is going to make that pick, and Robert Kim DJ has, you know, a weed problem that cost him games, let's just say it's a Josh Gordon type thing. Well, that's not good job security if your first round pick is a guy who can't stay on the field. And, you know, that also not only does that hurt your reputation, but it hurts your ability to field a winning team because you've invested a first round pick in someone who's not on the field. So I don't know currently where to slot him in as a draft pick. But I know he's falling on my board. And it's a lot of it is trust. You know, the draft is about risk versus reward. And we all know that, you know, at some point, talent outweighs character. But I think that point is really changing with the way the NFL is, you know, kind of harder on these off-field issues now.
You had mentioned in our previous conversation the fertile ground that is Ohio State, that this Ohio State team is just, you almost could have a big board made up of Buckeyes alone. Yet our other college football expert, Pete Futek, he circled Ohio State as one of those teams that might be a typically unmotivated bowl team, that maybe just because they think, you know, we're not where we want to be. We're not in the playoffs. We're not where we felt the season was going to take us. Plus, there are guys who say, I don't want to get hurt because I'm about to go make a lot of money. How do you factor that in your scouting to what should be a showcase where maybe there are some conflicting motivations at work?
Well, I definitely agree with Pete. I think this is a classic letdown game for Ohio State because they where they expected to be and where they are. And I think there's a lot of unhappiness in that locker room. You know, we're going to see an exodus of guys from Ohio State enter the NFL draft. And I don't think that's a surprise in any way. But I think that's why tape is so important, because you don't want to just evaluate one game. You know, you see a lot of people do that. They get super excited about one game. And the marquee matchup does help. You know, we've talked a lot about that before, but you really have to put it in context of an entire career. You know, if we're talking about Taylor Decker, you know, kid's got 3 years of film at tackle. You know, one game against Notre Dame may, you know, help fill in some blanks, but it shouldn't paint the entire picture. And I think too often with guys who evaluate players in the media, that becomes a kind of an easy out is, well, I saw him against Notre Dame and he didn't look good, so he's not good. When the truth is usually, you know, if you haven't seen 3 or 5 games of a guy, you really don't have a good feel for who he is yet. So it's definitely, you know, from a team perspective, I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame wins. From an on-the-field talent perspective, I mean, Ohio State should be the team that wins, but you know, Notre Dame has a great, great roster of draft prospects as well. So they're no slouch when it comes to talent.
Yeah, this season's pretty much over, just a couple of games to go, and we know what the Bears are, and I think you'll have a pretty good idea of what they're going to need during the offseason and heading into the draft. Do you think that maybe their top priority would be addressing pass rush in the draft, in their first pick at least?
That's where I would go. It really is. You know, right now they're at pick number 11, and there's a little bit of wiggle room there, but not a whole lot, you know, over the next 2 weeks. So I would think that finding an edge rusher who really fits that scheme, if you look at what Vic Fangio did in San Francisco, and I know he wasn't calling the shots there in the draft picks, but what kind of teams they had, you know, you had Alden Smith and Justin Smith, where you could run those stunts off the right edge of the defense, and it was just unstoppable. And you had, you know, Aaron Lynch, who they picked up just over the last 2 years, who has really come on strong. You had Ahmad Brooks, who was an underrated pass rusher, especially back when they were making those Super Bowl runs. So I would say that that's really a priority for them. You know, I think Eddie Goldman has been a find at nose tackle. So you got one big piece of the puzzle there. Pernell McPhee, you know, I still think could be a really good player in this defense. But
just got to stay healthy.
If he could stay healthy. I would look for someone with a better length to speed ratio, because I think that fits the profile. And we'll see, you know, good teams, the coaches and GM have a similar vision for what they want to do, and they work together. If Fangio has influence, and assuming he's back next year and isn't a head coach somewhere, of course, I would hope that Ryan Pace would find him those long-armed athletes at outside linebacker, because that's what they wanted in San Francisco was, you know, give me the guy with the long arms and the speed to bend to the edge, and we can fill in some of the rest.
How likely is it, do you think, the Bears are going to be looking for a new offensive coordinator, or defensive, or both?
I think it's pretty likely they'll be looking for a new offensive coordinator. I know last year, everyone I know in the league says that Adam Gase, you know, had job offers and turned them down because he wanted, you know, to kind of pick a better spot, you know, and so I think that he'll have that chance again this year. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he'll be a great head coach. I think that, you know, that obviously remains to be seen. I think he's a great offensive coordinator. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he's been counseled by some really smart guys. So I wouldn't be surprised if he says, you know, I don't want to be the head coach in Cleveland, or I don't want to be the head coach in Tennessee or Detroit. I'm going to wait another year and wait for a good opportunity. Kind of like Josh McDaniels has done in New England, where, you know, you only get so many head coaching opportunities before you're, you know, kind of typecast as a coordinator only. So I think he'll be smart about figuring out where he wants to go next.
Kyle Long has been the subject of a lot of discussion because of two really bad weeks. I mean, he's been killed off the edge, and he's gotten his quarterback killed and had the ball turned over just because he can't seem to keep his guy in front of him. Now, we talked to Big Cat Williams earlier on the show. He thinks he's identified some aspects of his struggles that indicate that he's trying to play through an injury. It's possible that this is also just the growing pains of a guy who never really got a chance to practice at the position he's playing before the season started. But either way, it's bringing up some larger questions about, are you going to pay this guy to be a tackle? Are you going to pay this guy to go back to right guard and establish dominance there? Or is he eventually a left tackle? It's a difficult situation now for the Bears to figure out the financial future. But the bigger issue is they just kind of have to stop the bleeding of a guy who's gone from a dominant player at one position to somebody really struggling in another one.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I actually have thought over the past few weeks that he was battling with an injury because he just doesn't look as fluid, which, you know, that might be one of those things that's hard to just pick up if you're watching on TV. But seeing the tape, he just does not look the same. And I would say, really, since maybe the Denver game, and I'm not trying to discredit the talent that Denver has on the defensive side of the ball. They're amazing. But since then, he just has not been as agile, and I especially think, you know, those quick movements to his right to cut off the edge haven't been there. So that's definitely a concern that I've seen. But I think athletically, Kyle could handle left tackle. He has the footwork, he has the speed, he has the hips, he definitely has the length, you know, to be 6'6", and to be able to cut off the edge. I think he could do that. We've seen him be an all-pro caliber player at right guard, though. So I think worst-case scenario, you've got a right guard that you can build a run game around, you can build an offensive line around. But like you said, he moved to tackle, 7 days before the season started? I mean, so I think that you have to give him time to make that adjustment. Here's a guy who, just remember, he hasn't played a ton of football in his life. You know, he started 7 games his last year at Oregon, and he wasn't a right tackle then. So I think that we kind of have to be patient. And, you know, even though he is a little bit older and he's only got a year left on his contract, kind of got to be a little more patient than maybe you would like to be. And that's actually something I wrote about last week, that I think we want to rush to judge these young offensive tackles and edge rushers when the reality is, like, I mean, these guys need some time to figure it out, because the jump from college to the NFL is bigger than it's ever been before.
Matt, have a terrific Christmas, and we appreciate you taking the time. I know that you're all busy with football during these holidays, but it doesn't necessarily have to feel like work for you, I would imagine.
Oh, it doesn't most of the time. So I appreciate you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. That is Matt Miller, who joins us weekly. Zach Zaidman has all the Bears' latest next on the Score. Sweet.
Let your game day ritual always start with the Score's football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zaidman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Score's football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Truth is, when you watch the All-22 tape, you watch the multiple highlights, you learn about the trash talk, about the threatening gestures, and possibly the homophobic slurs hurled at OBJ. You start to understand why Odell Beckham Jr. felt he had to police the thing himself. And the truth is that while he lost his temper, as many of us would, he still found a way to play great in the fourth quarter, which to me tells you all you need to know whether or not OBJ has the inner fortitude, not just to put up with the bullying from the Carolina Panthers, but when this story gets out, it's not going to get better, it's likely going to get worse, and people are going to try and punk him. And the only way ultimately to out-punk a punk is to score a touchdown and do a little end zone dancing. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, buy your friend a Bud Light, buy a stranger a Bud Light, go to your team's bar, go to the opposing team's bar, buy a round during the next truck commercial, buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedies may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedies, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedies because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedies isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Superman?
Supergirl.
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't going to happen. That's where Mantree comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit Mantree.com/Santa to get free shipping. Again, that's Mantry.com/Santa for our special offer.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Tonight, join the Scores hockey expert Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Dennis Rasmussen live at Garfield's Beverage, 4601 North Harlem in Norwich, from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light On the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down here with Robbie Gould.
I let my teammates down. Obviously, I let the coaches down. I need to come through for them.
Zach Zaidman.
It's conference call Wednesday. That means a chance to say hello to Vikings coach Mike Zimmer.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
I think he was taken a little aback.
Zach Zaidman with Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It is 3:22, and it's time to find out all about your Chicago Bears on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on The Score now. Zach, what's happening?
Good afternoon, Dan. Conference call Wednesday here at Hallis Hall with Buccaneers rookie quarterback Jameis Winston.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas.
See, he's in the holiday spirit. Definitely was in the mood to have a little fun with the media. You know what else this means?
What?
The head coach of the Buccaneers had a chance to talk to Bears beat reporters via conference call today. Here is Lovie Smith getting an enthusiastic greeting, and he liked the treatment.
Good for him.
Yeah, it kind of went Vincent Price on us, you know, that maniacal laughter that you hear at the end
of like
Thriller.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so I looped that about 35 times today, and I went for about an hour straight listening to it in my headphones, shared it with some members of the media here at Halas Hall. They're not too pleased with me right now.
You're an odd bird. You really are.
Yes, and you say it like it's a bad thing, Dan.
Is that a normal thing to on the conference call to everybody greet them like that? Do you guys always do that?
Well, is this?
No, yes. They brought it over from Washington.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's
they
credit
do now.
Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, and now it's a big thing here in Chicago.
Chris Tannehill will add that if you have that, actually, it wouldn't be line quality. It's always going to be phone quality because it's the conference call. But Tannehill. Tannehill will want that in his laughter.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he'll have it. Well, speaking of Lovie Smith, Matt Forte, one of six players still left on the team, on the active roster, that played for Smith in his final year as head coach here in Chicago, and says that Smith wasn't always as stoic as he appeared when you were watching Bears games on TV.
You know, in the locker room, which you guys didn't see, you know, at halftime of some of the games, you know, usually when we were against the Packers, you know, he'd get upset because, you know, if we weren't in the game like we were supposed to be at halftime, he'd go in there and you know, one of his quotes, he would say, you know, he's mad if he said Jiminy Christmas. Because Lovie, he doesn't curse. He'll say, what the crap? Jiminy Christmas. You know, so if he said that, you know, he was that's when he was a little angry.
Matt Forte on his former head coach, Lovie Smith. Meantime, Forte did talk about his future today because these could be his final two games as a Bear.
Am I hopeful that something will happen? There's nothing really to hope for because I haven't. There's nothing really about that to hope for because obviously I haven't been approached or anything. But do I want to come back? Yes, that'd be ideal for me. But that doesn't always happen in this business. At this point, I'm not worried about earning powers and all that stuff. I mean, I've made, you know, money as a football player, and it's not about that to me. So, I mean, that's what we talked about earlier in the offseason when I talked to Ryan Pace and them. I said, you know, I kind of went to them and was like, I have a high cap number. Why not? Let's do something now where it's reasonable and it's a good amount where I get to retire, bear everything. Everybody's happy, but I'm not, like, looking for a huge contract deal like I did, you know, coming out with my second contract because, you know, I know I'm 29, and I mean, it was 29, then it turned 30, and, you know, most 30-year-old running backs don't get those type of deals like I did the second time. So it would have been smart, you know, obviously, from my aspect, thinking that wise, but, you know, you don't always get what you want.
A very realistic approach by the veteran running back of the Bears.
Yeah, it's interesting how he presented, though, that he went to the Bears and said, hey, here's an idea, here's a contract proposal that would lower my cap number. But even with that, the Bears kind of like, no, we're really not interested in doing that. But it's clever how he frames the offer that he made trying to get a few more years of guaranteed money out of the Bears.
And that's okay. And for people that don't understand, Matt Forte is number one in the NFL in scrimmage yards since he entered the league in 2008. He's number four overall in rushing yards since he was drafted in 2008. And he leads all running backs in catches and receiving yards since he was drafted in 2008. But analytics is a huge part of football now. And the numbers show that once a running back hits 30, doesn't matter how productive they've been in the time leading up to the age of 30.
But that's also a negative too, Zach. Yeah. That's usage rate. That's negative. That's tread on the tires.
Exactly.
The guys are looking at it and saying, yeah, I mean, that's past performance. And when you're adding up all that a running back has been asked to do, and you also look at his college workload, anybody looking at valuing him for a future contract is going to be saying that's a guy who's an old 30, even though he keeps himself in great shape and does a good job maintaining that narrative.
Exactly, and it shows. I mean, when you watch him out there, and you know, they've cut down the number of carries that he's had since he came back from the knee injury, and I think when you look at the numbers, he's actually been a little bit more explosive from a yards per carry standpoint than he was prior to. And you know, you can't even compare anything to last year when they couldn't afford to take him off the field and they used him in ways that I don't think even he agreed with, because it was a different offense, a different coaching staff, and I don't think they understood quite what they wanted to do from an offensive standpoint and from an identity standpoint. But the interesting issue is, he says he wants to be a Bear. You know, I'm I'm going to guess that there's going to be a team out there that makes it worth his while to leave, even if the Bears wanted him to come back at a rate that benefits the Bears, as opposed to what he was talking about earlier, a rate that benefits both teams.
All right, so the likelihood is he's not going to be back for next year.
Right.
So do they feel that moving forward, Langford will fill that spot well enough for them that there's going to be any kind of... I mean, to be honest, they have to have a dramatic improvement across the board, I think, offensively, and that's going to be a big part of it. Is he enough? Do they think they've seen enough from him to believe that he can be a big part of that next year?
He's one of their draft picks, and you've seen, I think, enough to know that he can be a good running back in terms of you hand off the football to Jeremy Langford, and he can make things happen if the people are doing their jobs up front. He has to work on catching the ball out of the backfield. Can't do that as well as Matt Forte, and Forte is better at protecting the passer in terms of blitz pickup, but also keep in mind, they like Kadeem Carey and the way Carey runs, and if you look at John Fox's career as an NFL head coach, they've always used multiple backs wherever he's been, whether it's Carolina or Denver, and I think that's the same kind of approach that they have going forward here. So that's why I think they feel comfortable with the people that they have. They protected themselves at that position, and they were planning ahead in the event that, in all likelihood, just listening to Forte talk, that you know he ends up going to another place and the Bears decide to go in a different direction in terms of running backs in the future. The other thing that I think you have to remember is they were limited because of all the injuries that they had from an offensive standpoint at a lot of the skilled positions, especially the receiver position. You know, if you get Alshon Jeffrey on a, and I think he will be back. I don't think they're going to let him go, and they have the ability to use the franchise tag on Jeffrey. If they can get him right in terms of a training and nutrition program that prevents the things that we saw the last couple of years with him, you know, Kevin White coming back and Marquise Wilson coming back, if you can get some of the guys healthy, then I think your offense is going to look dramatically different than what you saw for the last month.
All right, let's get to the news and notes real quick.
All right, here is Vic Fangio. I want to play you Fangio talking about what the heck went wrong from a defensive standpoint in Minnesota.
Well, we had some very untimely penalties in that game, in particular offsides penalties that kept drives alive for them, and we can't do that. We had some coverages that we didn't execute correctly totally, and we can't do that. And that was really our uncoming in that game, was critical offsides penalties and some coverages that we didn't play exactly the right way. Well, I sure hope so. You know, if we keep jumping offsides, we'll keep having bad performances.
And he went on to add, you know, about the challenge of not doing that. Listen to this.
Well, I was with a team once that had 60 sacks on the season and was offsides three times. So it can be done.
Yeah, Fangio was miffed at his team, went
good
off in the halftime locker room at those guys. He's a yeller when he needs to be, but he really went off, I'm told, during the halftime locker room of that game against the Vikings. Also, Kai Long says that even though the Bears, for the first time this millennium, did not have a player voted into the Pro Bowl, that Matt Slauson deserved to go from the Bears' offensive line.
All right. Well, maybe he'll get in as an alternate, or maybe you know how this starts. A bunch of guys will withdraw, and there will be a bunch of opportunities. So somebody might sneak in. Zach, thank you. We'll talk
next
week.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Bye, Zach.
That's Zach Zaidman up next, the second half.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
At Bears practice today. Oh, by the way, I'm Chris Ronji.
Hi.
From the Score Update Studio. Hello. Alshon Jeffrey and Shay McClellan did not participate today. And for Coach John Fox, he did not rule out whether or not Jeffrey is going to play again this season. Only a couple of games left to go. The Bears did practice today against, or getting ready for the game against the Buccaneers and former head coach Lovie Smith. Now, he was suspended by one game by the NFL for his actions on Sunday, and Odell Beckham Jr. was apparently going to have that suspension overturned, according to Ron Jaworski, who then walked that back. So apparently that is not true. We haven't heard anything definitive on it, but he did.
It might still be true. It's just
possible.
Not
we just
true
don't,
yet.
We don't know yet, but the appeal did happen today. We know that for a fact. And Josh Norman is going to be fined about $26,000 for the stuff that he did on Sunday as well. College basketball tonight, the Fighting Illini will take on Missouri, annual bragging rights game. And guess what? We've got it on the score starting at 5:30. Moving on to baseball, the White Sox picking up outfielder Jerry Sands off waivers. Cubs claim lefty Edgar Olmos off waivers, and they have waived Brandon Ryan.
They almost claimed him, or they... Oh, I get it.
Oh, no, yes.
Don't quit it, Camp.
He's thinking the exact same thing I was. College football today, and this is going to start soon. It is the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. NIU takes on Boise State.
It's already started. It's right there, dude.
Oh, what? Well,
It's right in front of you.
Oh, what's the score? I can't see it.
0-0. You can't see that?
Oh, I was looking at the wrong TV. Sorry. Oh, yeah, no score. Okay, fine.
What are the wrong TV? The other guys.
Can I tell you something?
They're men wrestling with each other.
I was looking at the one up there, the one that's...
Well, that says 21-16. You can't read that either?
Well, there's a light in my way. Would you get off my back?
Make sure you might get a new prescription or something.
Rick knows. Rick is fully aware that for some reason, for the last 3 weeks...
6-0 Boise State. The route is on.
For the last 3 weeks, anytime I give a Northern Illinois score, I get it wrong. I've either gotten the score... No, it is completely accidental. I've either gotten the score wrong, I've gotten the final wrong. Like, I've said a game probably 3 or 4 times was final that was still going on.
It was in the first half.
Chris Jaworski over here.
And I tweeted it, too. And then I had to go back and say, nope, not yet. But, so whatever. NIU and Boise State.
Yeah.
It's going on right now.
Are you done?
Yeah, no, I got to do the thing. Hold on. Will you just stop? Breaking news on the score. Am I keeping you from something?
The second half. Come on. We got stuff.
Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Chris, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
The second half is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
A lot of people worry about the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
Well, now we don't even really have time for it because you talked so much.
Oh, you stopped. Yeah, but you kept interrupting me. I could have been done in like 90 seconds, but you made it 6 minutes.
And you wanted to do High Noon anyway, but we're doing the second half, I guess. What did we do? We talked to Big Cat. We talked to Matt Miller. We talked to Zach. I gave you some really frightening Derrick Rose statistics based on real plus minus, the RPM stat, and win shares, just how he is a bottom-of-the-barrel NBA player right now, metrically. Not just not himself or not something less than what he was, but objectively, by those numbers, genuinely awful. What else do we talk? Football.
Oh, Ron Jaworski.
Things. Yeah, and the Jaworski stuff.
And then didn't. So this is kind of close to what we're... I mean, it's related to the incidents that happened on Sunday with Odell Beckham Jr., who is, as of right now, as we know, still suspended for one game by the NFL. If we find out anything different, of course, we will tell you. But I was sort of wondering if maybe, and it does not excuse anything that Beckham did, maybe Josh Norman isn't so popular around the league.
Right.
This comes from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and this is Julio Jones, who said, "I don't get, like, when people say Josh Norman is tough. Don't get me wrong, he's a good player, but they play cover too, which means he's getting a lot of help from the safety." And then Roddy White, the Falcon, said, "I don't believe he's a tough guy. When you say you're out there talking, I don't pay attention to guys like that. I just don't think he's a tough guy." And again, they are playing the Falcons coming up here this Sunday, but it made me think that maybe Norman is learning from Court Finnegan. I mean, they're on the same team, and players don't like
also
Finnegan
abrasive,
either.
Yep.
So I wonder if maybe that's what's happening there. Now, I don't mind trash talking. In fact, I kind of like it if you can back it up.
A non-sports item involving a name that was mentioned many times on this show many years ago. You remember the name Joseph Imish, who was the bishop in charge of the Joliet Diocese?
No.
He died yesterday, and that's great. The world is a much, much, much better place without Bishop Joseph Imish. Everybody should be super happy that this guy's dead. This guy allowed children to be abused. He allowed multiple boys to be molested by pedophile priests. because even knowing what they were doing, he chose to move them to new areas where they could prey on more kids. And he was a complete jerk about it when he was finally exposed. And he said, well, he was mad at how he was portrayed in the media. This was one of your dead enders, one of your worst guys. Well, the guys that got a lot, you had Mahoney in L.A., you had Cardinal Law in Boston, and some bad things that were said here by Cardinal George in Chicago as well. But this was one of the worst of the worst. I don't have to believe in a hell to be very, very happy that he did. Merry Christmas.
What's going on with Bo Ryan in Wisconsin?
I don't know. Just got a job there.
What is happening there?
Did you see Howard Moore, the guy that we interviewed?
Yes, from UIC, yeah.
Howard Moore, the guy we interviewed from Big Ten Network, the former Wisconsin assistant who was telling us all about Bo and how it all went down and the whole thing, and now he's back.
Now he's got a job.
He's going to work for him.
Yeah, good for him. Well, we don't know what's going on with Bo Ryan. We knew that he was going to retire at the end of the season, but it just sort of came out of nowhere. And Barry Alvarez operating as if he didn't know it was going to happen. In fact, saying that it sort of happened the day that he decided it was going to happen and then surprised everybody.
Well, that's because he wanted to give his guy a free audition.
Greg Gard, who is a longtime assistant there, he does give him the opportunity. I know that Gard's dad has been sick, and so maybe he wanted him to get on the job and hopefully keep that job so his father can see him doing that. But you wonder if there is something else on top of it. You wonder if there is maybe, is there a potential of another reason that maybe he decided this quickly to leave? At any rate, it's all very strange.
That's second half. Do it every day around this time. When we come back, we have a review, our first review of the movie Concussion. My guy named Jack Hamilton from Slate.com is a really good movie reviewer, and he is describing a really bad movie.
It's a Will Smith vehicle for an Academy Award.
Well, but this is it's bad for the movie. This is he basically pans the movie on a lot of levels. So, got this for you in a moment. You got the score.
Jaja Binks.
Cub fan, the wait is over. Theo's made some incredible offseason moves. Hayward, Lackey, Zobrist. The direction is clear. The time to go for it has arrived. This spring, listen to every game here on the new radio home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale is on now. Hi there, friends. Matt of Abaticola. That's right. Over $30 million of overstock and clearance mattresses must go. Mattress Firm is moving out all the best brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Stearns & Foster, and more. You know, it's probably time that you need a new mattress. My guy Terry is actually at home right now sleeping on his mattress and sleeping well, I'm sure, and sleeping happy. I'm sure you need a new one, too. So take some time while you're around the holidays, maybe you're off work a day or two, get on over to a Mattress Firm and check out what they have. They have a really easy system as far as buying a mattress, exactly knowing what it is you want to fit your sleep style. Mattress Firm, they know mattresses. They know how to help you save money and shop happy. So get out there real soon. If you can't do it today, do it after Christmas, before the new year. If you get into Mattress Firm soon, you get a luxury pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Black Hybrid, or Sealy Posturepedic Optimum mattress sets. So if you get in there now, you buy and you save on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before the prices go up January 5th. Plus, sleep happy and pay no interest for 5 full years. These Tempur-Pedics are the best mattress you will ever sleep on. I promise you that. And Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer. They are the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. So get over to mattressfirm.com, find the store nearest you, or call 888-534-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Issues that we want to get you to
analysis, debates, about. Commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Insurance. Yep, it's that easy.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
On our scale of 1 to 5 slices of pie, how many slices of pie would Fly Away Home get?
Oh, I give it a 5, maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe a 7, I don't know.
Well, Bob can't review concussion for us, but Jack Hamilton has, and it's not good. This from Slate. Tuesday, Outside the Lines reported the NFL was withdrawing part of what had been previously described as an unrestricted gift to the National Institute of Health to study the link between football and brain disease because the league disapproved of the doctor leading the study. A world-renowned researcher who's been critical of the league in the past, it's a stunning and newly disgraceful development for a league that spent the past several years beset by PR disasters. And you'd think the timing would never be more right for the Christmas Day release of Concussion, a film about the early days of the NFL's chronic traumatic encephalopathy crisis, starring Will Smith as the pathbreaking Nigerian-born neuropathologist Bennett Omalu. You'd think this until you actually watched Concussion, because Concussion is a bad movie in weird and confused but rarely interesting ways. Written and directed by ex-journalist Peter Landisman, based on a great 2009 GQ article by Jean Marie Laskus. Concussion is a movie that knows exactly what it's about, but doesn't seem to understand why it's about it, or for whom or what reason it exists. If its goal is simply to present history, it does a lousy job of this. with a number of factual inaccuracies. If its job is to offer a withering indictment of football, it ultimately does a lousy job of this, too. It's a movie that wants to have its cake, eat it, too, and then lecture us about how bad the cake is while its mouth is still full. Concussion opens in Pittsburgh, where in 2002, a 34-year-old Dr. Omalu discovers CTE, the degenerative brain disease, and recently deceased Hall of Fame Steelers center Mike Webster, triggering what would come to be colloquially known as the league's concussion crisis. Concussion strongly implies that Omalu both discovered and named the disease himself, neither of which is true. From there, Concussion unfolds as part medical drama, part conspiracy thriller, the NFL and assorted dark football-loving forces will stop at nothing to suppress and discredit Omalu's research. Part melting pot story as the fish out of water Omalu manages to teach a whole bunch of Americans about the true meaning of America. Well, I'm going to hate this movie.
Yeah, I didn't really have much of a desire to see it unless it's free.
He says Concussion telegraphs its empty signifiers of morality and moral outrage with the relentlessness of an interception-prone quarterback. Characters soliloquize to each other about the greatness of God and country, how they and we have let down both. Nearly every scene is drenched in invasive underscoring, and science is treated like magic. The film employs the sort of CGI microscope action you expect from a CSI episode. Omalu is such a saintly presence from the beginning of the film that his discovery of CTE comes off as less of an act of intellectual inquiry than divine revelation. He doesn't find it because he's a good doctor, but because he's a good person. This is both bad science and bad storytelling. It feels like it's been an awfully long time since Will Smith was a good actor, and he certainly isn't one here. His performance is all facial contortions and overdrawn line readings with nary a whiff of interiority. The only tension the performance creates is the fear that no one will realize just how right Omalu is. Like many of Smith's awards bait roles, that's exactly what you called it, he's chosen a brave character. And chosen to play that character in the safest possible way. Concussion also squanders an impressive supporting cast by relegating them to similarly glib compartments. Albert Brooks plays Omalu's mentor, Cyril Wecht, a wise and dogged supporter of Omalu's, until he gets bullied into oblivion by the NFL, which didn't actually happen. Gugu Mbatha-Raw, an immensely talented actress, plays Omalu's wife, a character so worshipfully devoted to her husband that her presence in the movie feels almost contemptuous. About as substantive as the hot wife in a beer ad, perkily serving nachos in her Manning jersey. These are the heroes. In terms of villains, one of the weirdest things about Concussion is it doesn't give us any. There's a vague sinisterness surrounding all things NFL, but the league mostly remains anonymous. Luke Wilson plays Roger Goodell, but appears only at televised press conferences, which makes you wonder why they didn't just use real footage and save a few bucks.
Right.
Mike O'Malley plays a football-obsessed coworker who hates Omalu for his anti-gridiron heresy, but the character is both cartoonish and totally inconsequential to the story. There's a ham-fisted arc about the late Dave Duerson in which the former defensive back moves from racist CTE denier to CTE casualty in a few quick scenes. And Duerson's family's outraged at what they claim is the film's scapegoating of a man not here to defend himself. It's a film with so little interest in gray areas. The bad guy becomes everyone who isn't the good guys, which leads us to Concussion's most troubling villain, us. A movie is ostensibly about how awful football is. Concussion has a lot of nice things to say about football. Numerous moments in the film where people speak in awed tones about the beauty and grace and power of the sport. Testimonies invariably juxtaposed with NFL highlights of balletic feats of wide receiving. And yet Concussion also seeks to paint football as a pathological national addiction, men destroying their brains and bodies on behalf of the insatiable appetite of the football-loving masses, hackneyed montages of half-crazed fans decked out in officially licensed league apparel, cheering lustily in sports bars. At one point, there's a scoldy, aphoristic soundbite about how the people of Pittsburgh voluntarily coughed up hundreds of millions of dollars to build Heinz Field, which is a grossly disingenuous gloss on the corrupt nuances of public stadium financing. Instances like these left me deeply unsure if Concussion was attacking the Shield or hiding behind it. The issue of the NFL's shadow influence on the film was the subject of much controversy. New York Times reporting that Sony had softened the script to make it less overtly critical. If the producers did allow the NFL to influence the movie, it's a failure of both politics and filmmaking. But the conversation's a red herring, since Concussion doesn't succeed at either, in the first place. The movie is a punt, and a botched one.
Well, can't wait. You know, that's the one that your son's going to want to go see on
No,
Friday.
I asked him. He's not interested. We've just seen a couple of movies. The last three we've been to as a family have all been home runs. We had The Martian, Star Wars, and Creed.
I bet it's slightly better than Draft Day.
Oh, God. You Seriously, you could just do the like a video of singing goats that would be better than Draft Day. I think it might have been Draft Day. That movie's so bad, it's almost beyond bad.
You know, my mom likes it.
My kid likes it, too, so I couldn't really criticize it. But he's
doesn't a Batacola like it, too?
Oh, he hate likes it.
Oh, he'll watch it if it's on.
Right, but he hates it.
Yeah, it's just from the moment they cast Will Smith, I believe the first thing I ever heard about it was they're really trying hard to win an Academy Award here and probably win one for him, and this might be a role that'll do it for him. Wasn't that what was said early on?
I think so.
I mean, I have no opinion of it because I haven't seen it. I don't have a great interest in seeing it. If it's on, if it's in front of me, if I'm not paying for it, I probably will start watching
it. Yeah, I don't feel strongly about seeing it because I know the actual story. And I spent a lot of time learning the actual story.
Don't you think that this will probably play better with people who don't know the story, who haven't been following it for several years?
Probably. And it'll play better with, sounds like it'll play better with simpletons.
Well, that's maybe who it's for.
Maybe that's why all the former players are like it.
Because they have CTE.
Well, but if you're aiming a movie to people with CTE, that would be an interesting choice.
It's like an industrial film. It's only aimed at a very small amount of people.
The Steve Martin plumber's joke, right?
Which one is that?
Which one's the plumber's joke from Let's Get Small?
I don't know.
When he's in San Francisco, the boarding house in San Francisco, the live recording, when he does this whole setup about how the plumber's union is there with a special evening tonight, so he does a joke just for the plumbers and tells everybody else to bear with him.
I haven't heard that one.
Really?
Is that the same one as the King Tut when he does the whole thing at the end?
Yeah.
The King Tut song?
Yeah.
Okay,
Let's Get Small.
You know what? Do you know how young I was when I heard that? And I haven't reheard it.
So he sets it up into the whole thing about it. This joke is just for the plumbers. So this lawn supervisor's had a sprinkler maintenance job. He starts working on a fiddly sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch gangly wrench. And a little apprentice leans over. He says, "You can't work on a fiddly sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch wrench." So he gets volume 14 of the Kinsley manual, and he reads to him, "The Langstrom 7-inch wrench can be used with the fiddly sprocket." And then the little apprentice leans over and says, "It says sprocket, not socket." And then the audience doesn't know what to do with it, because it's a meta joke that they don't quite get. And he just moves out of the next thing. Nothing. Well, nothing from you.
No, it's funny. It's probably better when the comedian tells it.
No, the point is it's not funny. You're missing the point.
The point is
you're not supposed to get it because it's not funny that he's the joke is that he would be doing a concert for plumbers.
It's like Aristocrats.
Similar, yeah. I would say that's a fair comparison.
It's like the moth joke, the Norm MacDonald moth joke.
I don't know the moth joke.
Well, I think the point is maybe it's a little bit different. The point of those two jokes is to tell it as long as you can possibly tell it.
Well, the Aristocrats, yes. You've seen the movie, right?
Yes.
And the only person is Sarah Silverman wins that movie because she completely breaks the joke.
The moth joke is, and Norm told it in such a way that it lasted for probably 5 or 6 minutes. So I think that's part of the joke. It may not be the only thing. Well, a moth goes to a podiatrist, and he sits down and he starts telling the podiatrist about all the problems he's having.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I hate my wife. She doesn't like me. I hate my kids. I hate my job. Right. I'm going to kill myself. There's a gun by my bed, and I'm going to do it. And the podiatrist says, "Well, Moth, you know, you're pretty messed up. I'm sorry all this is happening to you, but why did you come see me? You should go see a psychiatrist." And the moth says, "The light was on."
Now, that's a genuine
That's
joke.
Funny, yes.
That's
but he also drags it out. And I think the point is, that's part of the point, is to drag it out, too.
So, wait, King Tut's a different album?
I think King Tut is its album, is its own album.
No, it's not. It's not. It was Let's Get Small. Comedy Is Not Pretty. And there's the one with a cat joke on it. I forgot which one that was. That's a great joke, too. That I can't tell on the air. Mark Schanowski next on The Score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Check this out, Mom. I can save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 tablet when I get a Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next.
$200? For a college student like you, this is bigger than microwavable noodles.
Whoa. Slow down, Mom.
Save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 when bundled with any Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer select locations includes Microsoft Surface 3 64GB only. Microsoft Surface 3 requires 2-year agreement. Must activate wireless service on both devices. Early termination, activation, or upgrade and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See a participating store for offer details.
Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't going to happen. That's where Mantry comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit Mantry.com/Santa to get free shipping. Again, that's Mantry.com/Santa for our special offer.